do you hate Old Man Winter at this point?
Chris, I guess I'll tell you, I'm going to be the happiest man to see March arrive in Washington.
Yeah, I mean, we don't have to worry about when it's only rain and thunderstorms. Who would guess that that would be a real great alternative? You made a decision early. Talk a little bit about, again, how you make that decision.
Well, again, this morning we had our 3 o'clock Council of Governments call, and I want to thank
you. You're
going to
be tired of that, too, aren't you?
Yeah, and we're going to do another one this morning. It's already scheduled. That allows us to get closer to the actual opening. It allows us to get the most accurate, up-to-date predictions right when you need to make the decision. And for example, this morning, the transportation department reported that they had worked through the night. God bless them. They had done a great job. They had gotten almost all of the major arterials and secondary roads pre-treated. And there was a sense that the amount of ice or precipitation that was going to be predicted for the morning rush hour should be able to have been handled by the treatment. And based on that and the prediction by the Weather Service, which was, again, pretty much dead on, they were predicting hundredths of an inch, you know, in terms of moisture. That's essentially what happened. And so that's how we made the decision at 3 o'clock this morning for a normal opening time for the federal government. As we reviewed the data, as we mentioned yesterday, Chris, this is sort of a two-part storm. Phase two is going to begin tonight. And so the first thing we wanted to make sure, and we also looked at this at 3 o'clock this morning, was there going to be any rush hour incidences or problems that we would face with rush hour going home? And the Weather Service advised us that they did not expect the precipitation from this evening's event to begin until after 9 o'clock this evening. And so so we felt that was another factor in terms of today's decision. They're looking ahead into tonight and tomorrow. They are expecting a lot more precipitation and moisture with this event this evening and into tomorrow morning. We will be right on the margin, is going to be going through our region as to where the freeze line will be. Obviously, areas to the south, this may be more of a rain event. Areas sort of in the center to north will be very variable as that line and temperatures moves through the evening. And there could be, they're predicting significant ice in the north and western areas of the listening area. With that in mind, and recognizing this is again going to be another very highly variable situation where federal workers will face a whole multiplicity of conditions, we made the decision this morning, just like yesterday and last Wednesday, to allow folks to plan ahead and take advantage of telework, unscheduled telework and unscheduled leave, so that they could adjust to the unique circumstances where they live, where they reside, and what they might face in the morning. And so we wanted to make sure we provide that flexibility and as many options as we could to our federal workers. What we'll be doing again tonight, Chris, is at 3 o'clock this morning, we've scheduled another Council of Governments call. And we will be then, you know, getting the latest weather forecast from the Weather Service and hearing about road conditions and metro and bus service and et cetera, all the things that we factor into this decision. And we'll be doing that between 3 and 4, and then our commitment is to get a decision out by 4 a.m.
And the decision not to at least delay, because I know at least when here in the district, when I stepped out, it was pretty slick on my stairs, and I was doing my grandmother walk. It's mostly the roads that you focus on. Can people get, once they get to their cars, can they get into the office in safely?
Well, we look at all of those factors. We do consider pedestrian travel and traffic. And the safety decision applies to everything, not just car commuters, but also our commuter rail, our metro, our bus, and our pedestrians. And so we do look at all of those factors. The feeling is that though there might be icy patches, that it was not likely to be sufficient precipitation to cause, consistent icy, slick conditions,
right.
Everywhere, that there might be a patch where water would be laying or something that might have frozen overnight. So we did ask, our federal employees to pay special attention and urge extra caution, but, at the same time, we do have a responsibility. Safety is the first priority decision, but the second factor in this decision, as we've discussed many times, is maintaining government operations for our taxpayers to the greatest extent possible. And so, in listening to the region and listening to the experts on the phone this morning at 3 o'clock, and our weather service experts, the conclusion was is that that there could be safe access. Now, Chris, I will tell you, I have to admit, I held my breath from probably from 3 o'clock until 10.
Yeah, I bet you're not getting much sleep these days.
And I said an awful lot of prayers right after we made the call, because at the end of the day, we do have to remember these calls are based on probabilities. And even if they, it can go either way. If they say it could be 1/100 of an inch, and then suddenly you get 3/100 of an inch, and now you do have those ice conditions we were talking about, and and that could happen without warning. It could happen, in a time frame that you can't get on it. And so, I appreciate the patience and the understanding with which our federal workers work with us and our agencies work with us in helping to understand that, this is a decision that we try to do our best job on the best information, but we also recognize it's based on probabilities and a lot of luck.
Very hard to do. Yesterday at this time, we pulled you out of a meeting. You were discussing, okay, what happened last week when it, of course, Commutageddon or whatever people are going to choose to call it. we just put Degeddon on the end of everything.
Yeah, Degeddon on everything.
As a result of that meeting, assessments, are you comfortable with the decisions that were made then? Are there things that OPM could have done differently?
Well, in hindsight, it's always easy, Chris, to look back. Remember last Wednesday, we made the decision at 10 o'clock in the morning on Wednesday when, weather conditions were better than they are right now today. And, there was no snow, there was, no flakes had fallen, and we were basing it again on a prediction of when the snow was going to begin and how fast it was going to come.
Yeah.
And so we did two things. We allowed the choice for people to have unscheduled telework, could leave at 11 o'clock. The storm didn't begin till 4. Anybody who left at 11 got home safely and didn't have to deal with any of the traffic delays that later in the evening faced. Again, with the prediction of sort of a storm arrival between 4 and 5, the feeling was, let's try to get our employees an opportunity to get out on the road earlier, and so we allowed for a 2-hour early dismissal. Now, with hindsight, and knowing what we know now, Chris, if I could have had a crystal ball on Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock and known it was going to come as fast and as heavy as it did, I probably would have let people go 3 hours early.
Mm.
I didn't know that at 10 o'clock last Wednesday morning.
Yeah, all this sort of almost, and I use this phrase with caution, but almost anti-Fed furor, anti-government worker furor that's gone on, and the great pay debate and all those kinds of things, that has to play a little bit into the perception of people outside the Beltway who are going, oh, look, they're just getting another couple hours. I mean, that does go on. We see it on Twitter and Facebook and places, and it does have to play at least in the back of your mind, doesn't it?
Well, that's why the second part of the decision is so important, Chris, and it's one that we can assure those people who are outside the Beltway that we are considering maintaining government operations to the greatest extent possible. Obviously, safety of our workers is first and foremost, but we are concerned with the operations of the government. So these are not decisions that are made in a knee-jerk or a light fashion. And it also underscores the importance, what we talked about yesterday, on telework. Telework allows us to maintain government operations and service to the taxpayer regardless of what's going on in Washington, D.C. with the weather. And so, all of the employees who went home with early telework still provided 8-hour service to the taxpayer. They just did it safely in their homes that day.
Yeah.
And so, I think it's an incredibly important thing, for the public to know that, my goal in this is to eventually to live in a day when we don't need to have me ever say government offices are closed to the public today.
And part of this goes to you guys have been piloting this results only work environment where you don't worry about when people work. You're not watching. There is no 9 to 5. You're focused purely on the results that people give. Which all of a sudden, if all work was more that way, then all of a sudden it really changes this thinking. If you need to work at 10 o'clock at night because you can't get someplace, it gives you a lot more flexibility.
It's a critical thing, Chris, and what you said just the right thing. It is, that experiment is driven by trying to provide better results to the taxpayer.
Yeah.
And that's what this is about, is making sure we can continue to serve the taxpayer regardless of what situation we face, whether it be weather, whether it be terrorism, whether it be power outage, whatever the situation, we need to make sure the American public knows their government is ready and able to serve them. Even amidst all of these crises, many federal workers, and I think it's important for the non-federal workers who hear this to understand, emergency personnel report regardless, and it's sometimes putting themselves at great personal risk. And they do that because they want to serve their neighbors, they want to serve their country. And, that is the level of dedication our federal employees have, especially those that are designated as emergency personnel, because tomorrow morning, even if I say the government is delayed or it's closed because of ice or dangerous conditions, those emergency personnel still report. And so essential government functions are done regardless, and the everyday government functions, to the extent we can get more and more of our employees teleworking, we can make sure that those don't even take a hiccup, because we can do them from anywhere.
And not only getting best value for the taxpayer also means hiring the best people for the best jobs and getting them in the right place.
It all comes together. You're exactly right.
And those bright people, guess what? They want that kind of flexibility, so it works out. It works well for both sides.
You're exactly right. And my experience is when federal employees are trusted to do the job and given, and it's the result is clearly defined, they surprise you by how quickly and professionally and well they get it done.
Anything I didn't ask? Anything you want to get off your chest that we didn't talk about?
No, as I say, Chris, anybody who's mad at me, just wait 3 days. There'll be another storm, and you can yell at me all over again.
Well, hopefully, we're close to being done. I mean, my goodness, we're sick of this.
Well, right. I don't travel ever in January or February.
Your birthday's coming up.
Hey,
your birthday's in February.
You're good. You remembered this time last year.
Yeah,
we
were talking on the last year for your birthday. We're talking about Snowmageddon. For goodness sakes.
Well, it's next week, Chris.
That's right.
I'm going to be 52 or 39, as they say.